Late summer, in the maternity ward, at the intersection of two halls, I sit on a mahogany bench close to Joe Frank, who wants to read my poem. A woman in labor paces the hall.
She walks slowly.
An ivy tower of fluids and Pitocin in her way.
She must have been induced,
I
tell
Joe. He
knows
I am right, but says induction hadn't been necessary.
She'd been in labor for weeks.
Some people just forget, I murmur. The woman leans into the wall with her contraction, silhouetted in the pale light of a distant window.
I can
window.
See the veins at her wrist from almost 10 yards away.
I lean back, shivering.
Joe takes my hand.
Do you know her? He asks.
Testing the resistance of my thumb.
Pressing the mounds of muscle beneath my fingers.
Twisting my hand gently from side to side to check the depth of my heart line.
I do. I tell
I know
him.
The red hair.
The long and slow motions.
The scar above her right ankle.
She's alone.
He nods.
He knows the story.
I think of the desert at night with no moon.
Do you understand? He asks, tracing one of my two destiny lines with his thumbnail.
It's faint, I tell him, the last star winking out, and I don't know which one to follow.
He presses deep into my palm.
You'll see.
She collapses.
Blood spills from between her legs.
I see it from 1,000 angles in less than a second.
I see
blood on green tile.
Blood on green
blood
tile.
Blood on
green blood
tile.
On green tile.
Blood on green tile.
Blood on green tile.
On the bench, I sit bolt, eyes wide, everything bright.
I see.
Slow motion flashbulb.
I see.
The bright scene brighter until it is nothing.
I see.
Until it is undifferentiated white.
I see.
Until I realize it is dark and open my eyes.
I see.